Well, hope everyone's having a great day. It's Bobby here, the founder and lead engineer at Next Gen Electronics and Next Gen Hotspots. Again, it's Thursday. It is 9/19/19. Okay, lucky numbers. I can play the lottery today. So, anyways, hope everybody is everyone is doing well. Just wanted to talk a little bit about calculating the offsets on an MMDVM board. Can't give away any trade secrets or any things that we've actually learned in any great detail, but I can, in fact, give you an overview. And the overview is when you get an MMDVM board, if it's at least a decent vendor, you will have an offset on the package. It can be -200, -200. -475, they're the typical ones. That doesn't mean that's exactly where they are going to need to be set to get your burr rate down to a 0.2, a 0.3, which is what we shoot for in all the customer machines. If you're chasing your tail out there, and you will chase your tail, trying to get a zero burr rate every time on every radio, it is an absolute, it's an endeavor of insanity, because it's not going to be 100% consistent. And if you get zero, it probably won't maintain exactly zero for very long. It's just the way it works. It's just part of microelectronics. They're close, but these MMDVM boards are not components to be used, in rockets or the space shuttle. They're inexpensive, very inexpensive components. Made with very inexpensive passive components. Excuse me for the hiccuping. And so, therefore, there's going to be some variances. Now, as good as it gets in the industry of electronics is about 99% or 1%, 99% good components with about a 1% tolerance. This is as a general rule for general components. There are many variables. But anyways, just to be clear, if you're buying your MMDVM boards off of eBay, good luck. Absolute wild crapshoot. You're going to get some good ones, and you're going to get some horrible ones. It's just the way it is. If you get good ones, and you've bought two or three, and they're all good, lucky you. Operative word is lucky, because there's one vendor in particular, which we terminated in early 2018, Fly 2015. We buy lots of 100, 200, sometimes lots of 500 if we get a good deal. And we bought a lot of 100 boards off of Fly 2015 back in early 2018 when we were still on good terms with them. And what they did, they pulled a bait and switch on us. They were sending us the most recent boards that were out there. And then we ordered a larger quantity, and they did a bait and switch, and they sent us a batch of boards with the lower grade passive components on them, particularly the oscillator and the older firmware. It ticked us off. I got them terminated, as a matter of fact, and we had a nightmare getting reimbursed on those boards. We did get reimbursed. It wasn't pretty. It was a big mess. And as soon as we got everything straightened out, they were immediately terminated. Like Donald Trump would say, fired. And we started having our MMDVM boards made for us in China at the same plant, as a matter of fact, that was making the other boards, but with our specifications, our passive components, and most importantly, with our selected oscillators, which are stable, very stable, 1% tolerance oscillators. And everything's been fine ever since then. We've not had any problems with the boards other than a few wonky ones. We had a wonky one yesterday that came in. We accepted an exchange from a customer, and he couldn't get it dialed in. He was very advanced technically as far as understanding electronics. He walked through troubleshooting almost identical to the way I walked through through troubleshooting, almost. Not quite, but he was pretty thorough. I give him a lot of credit, and I don't mention any names or anything like that. He's a really nice guy. And anyways, I authorized, I sent the board in for them, we got a deposit, sent the board back, we did a switch, got the board in, and it was, in fact, way off. The oscillator had drifted off into the North 40 from negative 475 to negative 1,000. That is a lot of drift. That's from absolutely substantial drift above and beyond the fray of normal. So we obviously, we honored the warranty and gave him his $50 back. And unlike any other credit reversal that you do out there, just about anywhere in the world, which takes 7 to 10 days, you know how much that irritates you, we did it next day. Now, we take care of people here. And even though the board was corrected, it was stable. 12 hours later, we checked it again, and the board, in fact, was still 100% stable at 0.2, 0.3 burr rate. That's excellent. That's excellent. That's as good as it ever needs to be. It's well within tolerance, and that is a good MMDVM board by anyone's standards that knows what they're talking about and knows what they're doing in electronics. I don't care what type of an MMDV board you have. I don't care if it's a Zoom, DV Mega, Open Spot, or those micro node things that are out there that are real buggy. I don't care what you have. If the oscillator is just working, we could take those and we could tune those here and get them. Well, we can get them stable. It doesn't mean they're going to stay stable for any extended period of time, but we can get them stabilized. But we don't work on anyone else's boards. That's not our issue. It's not our problem. We just focus on the quality and the content of our business and what we do, and we know our boards extremely well because we know each and every passive component, which is kind of irrelevant to this topic because we're focusing on the oscillator. So when you get a board and the oscillator is off, you're having a problem passing a signal, I'll give you some general rule of thumb things you need to do. A lot of people say, well, you go up by 10 or you go down by 10. That's insanity. That's not the way professionals do it. You go up and down by 100. RXTX, minimum 100. Well, 100's good. 100's a pretty good shot. And then you start fine-tuning from there. I won't go into any of the other specifics, but I have found a way to tune any board. The one that came in yesterday, for example, that thing was wonked out, 525 off of the negative 475 offset, which was 1,000, negative 1,000. It took me almost 5 minutes to find a sweet spot on that. And I don't need to use software. I don't. I have some software that does that, but I found I can do it manually just by dead reckoning as fast or sometimes even faster than the software or the code I can put in to PiStar to actually check, do a tone check. It's just easier and faster for me to do it manually. And I've proven it time and time again. When we have a board on the bench here, and I see that board has gone past 0.3% in consistency as far as burr rate, I should say, we tune it. We'll tune it right here on the bench. Now, bear in mind that oscillator it can behave a little differently with different radios. I mean, it's just the way the electronics are. I'm not going to go deep into it and bore you to death with this stuff. But the oscillators, you know, have a certain frequency that they operate at, and that's why you need to adjust the offset if that frequency drifts or goes out of whack, or like I like to say, goes wonky, like the one that came in yesterday. Negative 1,000, wonky. A matter of fact, I was on one of the websites here on Facebook, and one guy was telling me that he saw one of those cheap jumbo hats. We use jumbos, by the way, but there are jumbos. They're not the garbage that's strewn around there on eBay, Alibaba, and AliExpress. We learned very, very quickly that stuff was for rookies, not if you're building hotspots professionally as we are. You can't buy that stuff. There's no consistency whatsoever. But my point is, one gentleman was mentioning he had a jumbo spot he bought on probably an eBay, and it could very well have been off of Fly 2015, although he's not the only rodeo rider out there selling all kinds of crap and junk and MMDV boards out there on the internet. He claimed that his was off negative 3,000. So I got trumped on that one. I think negative 1,000 is wildly off. But he claims, and again, it's a claim, I don't know, but I'm sure it's probably has some merit to it. Negative 3,000, that's super wonky. So anyways, just wanted to go over a little bit, about, adjusting, dialing in, and tuning MMDVM boards. It's absolutely not rocket science. It's logical. It's very relatively easy once you practice doing it. And there is not an MMDVM board out there that's running an oscillator. They all have to run an oscillator. And as long as it has the adjustment available, as PiStar gives you the ability to do an offset. I don't know a lot about the Blue DVD software or Blue DVD software. I imagine you can do the same. You can kind of do the same in a real quirky way without real direct control. It's kind of, I call, blind control with open spot. They have a method on there that I know what it is. I have the code to do it in PiStar, but they have a method of calibration on the open spot, which does the same thing. But the thing is, I like to be hands-on. In other words, I like to drive a manual transmission more than an automatic. I like to have control over things. PiStar gives me absolute control. I can't speak for the other softwares other than I know OpenSpot will calibrate, but you don't have direct control over it. But it seems to work okay. And that's good. That's a good thing. It's simple. I like simple. I don't know about that Blue DV thing, Blue software. I don't know anything about it. Maybe it has the offset, maybe not. Hopefully it does, and if it does, I could tune that software as well. No problem at all. The Zooms run on PiStar, so that would be super easy to dial those in. And they run an oscillator just like any other oscillator. There's no special. There's no magic. There's no mystery to these oscillators. They're sold out there in the open market. A couple American companies. One is DigiKey, another one is Mauser. Mauser's bigger. Mauser sells most of the electronics, most of the quality electronics for just about anything electronic in the world, in the US based. So if you want something that's really quality on a passive component, you pretty much go to either DigiKey or you go to Mauser. And there are some others, but those are the two big players out there. There's another one, Palu, P-O-L-U, I think. I believe they're in Las Vegas. And they have some really good components as well, but not nearly the scope and variety that Mauser and DigiKey has. Mauser is, like, I would say, number one. Almost everybody bases their component structure on SMD components and all other components based off of a Mauser list. They're just the masters in the universe and that stuff. And we could absolutely go out and we can buy that oscillator that goes on the MMDVM board and, have a box of them ready. So if an oscillator went wonky, we can just switch it. We have all the equipment here. We have a lab. It takes all of about maybe 10 seconds to swap an oscillator out. It's that fast. Maybe 15 seconds. We have the equipment to do it. But we don't do it because it's not worth our time to be swapping out oscillators. We buy the boards already done for us, already assembled, already flowed on the reflow table. And if for any reason they don't pass the muster, we send those boards back. If they're really, so far out we can't correct them, or if the actual oscillator is bad, if it's a bad oscillator that's just DOA, we send the boards back. It's actually more economical to do that, especially on the scale that that we're on here. We're building hundreds of boards a week, so hundreds of hotspots a week. So we're going through hundreds of boards. It makes absolutely no sense to stop the flow of assembly to swap out an oscillator, or in order to hire someone else just to do oscillator repair. That's insanity. No, you just don't do that. It's for the same reason Motorola won't do that. Panasonic, Sony, Mitsubishi, and any other company that's building, that's supplying components, or a company that's using their components, I should say, is not going to do that either. It's just not the way it works in the electronics industry. You make sure you have good passive components and all other components on your boards, and then you make sure there's consistency there. Then you do the testing, of course, before you put it into a consumer machine. And all the big players, you know, have this down to a science. We're like, you know, a little micro player compared to these big electronics firms, of course. You know, we're a grain of sand on the beach, but we utilize the same protocol, the same procedure, and the same quality control standards that Sony, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, Motorola, or any of those other big players use, because the quality control phase is virtually identical except for maybe how you test and what you test. The only thing we ever need to test is the MMDVM boards. The Raspberry Pi boards, the quality control is through the roof. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't know this, Raspberry Pi boards are, there's only two manufacturers that manufacture those boards. One is actual Sony. It's Sony in the UK. They manufacture those, the Raspberry Pi boards. And then there's another company called MBEST, E-M-B-E-S-T. Those are the two. We have put both of those boards under the microscope side by side. The quality is virtually identical of those two. So the Raspberry Pi boards are just absolute mind-blowing. For an inexpensive board, they're primo boards. I mean, really, really done well. The wave soldering is just absolutely as right gets. I mean, they are solid. The passive components are good quality. Everything is just tight. Out of over 5,600 builds that we have done, I think I sent back one and it had a broken chip on. I mean, literally physically, mechanically broken chip. They probably dropped it at the factory and then just picked it up and put it in the box. That happens. But out of all those boards, we had one single failure. And that is in the category of absolutely insignificant. So anyways, I'm going to wrap it up here. On the topic of the MMDVM boards, again, they can be calibrated. We can calibrate them here. We do not calibrate any other brand of board. We will not calibrate your Zoom Spot. We will not calibrate your DV Mega. We will not calibrate. We're definitely not going to calibrate an Open Spot. And we're not going to calibrate any other brand of hotspot because it's not our product. You know, it's like going to the Chevy dealer and asking to put a Ford engine in. It's just something that's never going to happen. It's just absolutely not the way the world works. So for that reason, we support our product. We have a 12-month warranty on our product. We do back our product to the letter, make sure all our customers are happy. And if any customer that's, you know, reasonable with us, of course, we're very reasonable with them, and we'll take care of them. And all our customers that have had any issues, which has been extraordinarily few and far between, they know they get taken care of and taken care of very quickly, so they're happy. But anyways, Bobby, KM6IKH here, founder and lead engineer at Next Gen Electronics and Next Gen Hotspots. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, 73, and we'll catch you on Down the Log.